The very heart of Britain is shaking. In a sudden explosive crackdown, Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government has launched mass arrests of farmers and voters accused of non-compliance. Behind palace walls, King Charles has reportedly lost his temper in an unprecedented outburst, warning that the country is on the brink of losing everything it stands for. What started as quiet protests has now erupted into a full-blown crisis, one that could change Britain forever. The crisis gripping the United Kingdom has taken a dramatic and terrifying turn. Over the past few weeks, what began as isolated protests in rural communities have spiralled into a nationwide crackdown on anyone daring to challenge the government's harsh new policies. Farmers, once the proud backbone of Britain's countryside, are now being hauled off in handcuffs for simply refusing to comply with burdensome tax hikes and restrictive regulations. Ordinary voters who voiced their anger at town halls or on the streets have been detained on vague charges of non-compliance, a term that now seems to serve as a government catch-all for silencing dissent. The unrest traces back to Labour's aggressive push to implement a new wave of taxes and regulations aimed at redistributing wealth and tightening control. But at what cost? In farming communities across the country, from the rolling fields of Lincolnshire to the rugged hills of Yorkshire, families have watched helplessly as their livelihoods are destroyed under mounting financial pressure. Decades-old farms, passed down through generations, are being evaluated at inflated rates, forcing desperate owners to sell or face crippling debts. It's a recipe for disaster, and the fallout has been swift and fierce. Protests initially started as peaceful assemblies. Farmers gathered with their tractors, holding signs and demanding fair treatment. But the government's response was anything but peaceful. Police forces, no longer content with maintaining order, have been deployed with military-style precision. Riot squads equipped with shields and batons have stormed protest camps, tearing down makeshift barricades and arresting those who stand their ground. Footage from social media shows heartbreaking scenes. Elderly farmers, some in tears, being dragged away, young volunteers shielding themselves from tear gas, families watching helplessly as their homes and communities are torn apart. The crackdown hasn't been limited to rural areas. Across cities and towns, constituents daring to question Labour MPs or speak out against the rising costs of living and energy have faced swift reprisals. Town hall meetings have turned hostile, with security personnel ejecting attendees mid-discussion and arresting those accused of disrupting public order. The message is chilling and unmistakable. Speaking out is now a punishable offence. Behind the scenes, Buckingham Palace has been engulfed in turmoil. According to insiders, King Charles was briefed on the escalating crisis through a series of shocking videos and reports. One particular incident, a police officer forcibly removing a disabled veteran from a protest site, was said to have triggered a rare, fiery outburst from the monarch. Sources reveal that the king slammed his fist on the table, declaring that what he was witnessing was not democracy, but tyranny. The king's frustration reportedly culminated in a private call to Prime Minister Starmer, where he warned that the very foundations of the nation were at risk, urging a reconsideration before it was too late. Despite the severity of the situation, the Labour government has maintained a defiant stance. Officials dismissed the arrests as necessary law enforcement, framing protesters as troublemakers attempting to destabilise the country. However, public opinion is rapidly shifting. Support for Starmer's leadership is crumbling as more stories emerge of families torn apart, livelihoods destroyed, and a government unwilling to listen. From Cornwall to Norfolk, reports detail shocking abuses of power. A mother of three arrested simply for questioning heating bills at a community meeting. A farmer's livestock seized without warning after a disputed tax demand. Police instructing young protesters that questioning government policies is forbidden. These incidents are not isolated. They paint a bleak picture of a country slipping into authoritarianism. The situation is tense, volatile, and escalating by the day. The nation watches with bated breath as Britain stands on the precipice of an uncertain future, caught between the desperate fight for freedom and a government tightening its grip with alarming force. As the crackdown intensifies, the divisions within Britain have deepened beyond repair. The country is no longer simply divided by political disagreement. It is fractured along lines of fear, anger, and suspicion. Towns and villages, once united by common values, now find themselves at odds, with neighbours wary of speaking out lest they become the next targets of arrest. The government's heavy-handed tactics have sown distrust in institutions that once symbolised stability and democracy. What was once a shared belief in civil discourse and peaceful protest has now been replaced by an atmosphere of intimidation and repression. The farmers, long regarded as stewards of the land and pillars of the rural economy, are bearing the brunt of this political storm. Starmer's administration, pushing forward a controversial inheritance tax overhaul, has made it clear that no one is exempt, regardless of history or hardship. Entire family farms are being reassessed at staggering valuations, often ignoring decades of care, tradition, and emotional investment. Many families have found themselves trapped between impossible choices: sell off land to pay soaring tax bills or risk losing everything to government seizure. The heartbreak is palpable, with numerous reports of farmers facing financial ruin and emotional trauma. In response, these communities have banded together in defiance. Protest camps have sprung up across the countryside, from Kent to Yorkshire, transforming fields into encampments of resistance. Tractors block major roadways, and bonfires blaze as symbols of protest against what is perceived as government overreach. Yet, instead of dialogue, the government has responded with escalation. Police raids on these camps have become increasingly aggressive, with officers deploying tear gas and batons, and arresting protesters in scenes reminiscent of martial law rather than a democratic society. This militarised response has only fuelled public outrage, turning peaceful protests into flashpoints of conflict. In urban centres, the wave of dissent has taken on a different shape, but the same urgency. City streets and town halls have become battlegrounds where voters, frustrated by soaring energy costs, rising taxes, and crumbling public services, confront local representatives demanding answers. Yet, rather than engage in meaningful discussion, many MPs have resorted to heavy security measures to silence opposition. In some instances, constituents have been forcibly removed or arrested on vague charges, leaving many wondering if free speech itself has become a crime. The government's justification, that these measures are necessary to maintain order, rings hollow to a populace increasingly convinced that their rights are being trampled. Amid this turmoil, King Charles has emerged as a rare voice of conscience and warning. His outburst against the arrests is not merely symbolic. It signals a profound concern at the highest level about the direction in which Britain is headed. The King's fury, described by insiders as intense and heartfelt, reflects an alarm that this crackdown is not just politically misguided, but deeply damaging to the nation's identity. His reported private admonishment of the Prime Minister underscores a rare fracture between the Crown and the government, a crack that many fear will widen if the current course continues. The palace itself is said to be in a state of unease, with royal aides monitoring developments closely and worried about the public's reaction to the mounting crisis. The King's intervention has emboldened critics of the government, many of whom view his stance as a call to action. Reform UK leaders and other opposition figures have seized on the King's condemnation to ramp up their attacks on Labour's policies, framing the government as increasingly authoritarian and out of touch with the people's will. International observers are also sounding alarms. Human rights organisations across Europe and North America have condemned the UK's crackdown on protesters and the erosion of civil liberties. The United Nations Human Rights Council has reportedly requested formal explanations from the British government regarding mass arrests and the treatment of detainees. Media outlets abroad have begun referring to Britain as a nation in democratic decline, and diplomatic circles whisper warnings of potential sanctions or trade consequences if Labour persists with its authoritarian approach. As the storm clouds gather, Britain faces a crossroads. The government's stance appears unyielding, doubling down on restrictive laws and aggressive enforcement. Yet the public's resolve is hardening in opposition. Protests have spread beyond rural areas and town halls into city centres, igniting large-scale demonstrations in London, Birmingham, and Manchester. The streets pulse with anger, frustration, and an urgent demand for accountability and freedom. The country teeters on the edge of a crisis that is about more than policy. It is a struggle over the very soul of Britain. Whether this chapter ends in reconciliation or collapse depends on the choices made in the coming days. One thing is clear: the old rules no longer apply, and the consequences of silence or submission may be irreversible. The atmosphere across Britain is charged with an unprecedented tension that extends far beyond the immediate protests and arrests. This is not simply a clash between government and citizens. It is a profound crisis of trust that threatens to unravel the very fabric of British society. Communities are feeling betrayed by leaders they once respected, institutions that once safeguarded their rights, and a system that now seems designed to silence and punish rather than to serve and protect. The sharp division between the ruling elite and ordinary people has turned into a chasm filled with anger, suspicion, and fear. At the heart of the storm are the farmers, whose plight has become a national symbol of resistance. These men and women have long been seen as guardians of tradition and the countryside. Yet they now find themselves at war with a government that views their resistance as criminal defiance. the impact on rural Britain has been devastating. Farms that once stood as thriving family legacies are being dismantled under the weight of new taxes and relentless government pressure. The emotional toll is immense. Stories abound of farmers who have lost their homes, been forced to take out crippling loans, or face the heartbreak of surrendering land passed down through generations. These losses are not just financial. They strike at the core of identity and community, leaving scars that will endure for years to come. The government's response has only deepened the crisis. Security forces deployed in ever-growing numbers have adopted aggressive tactics that many argue go far beyond maintaining public order. The use of riot gear, tear gas, and mass arrests signals a disturbing shift toward authoritarian methods. Peaceful protests are met with force, and the definition of non-compliance has become dangerously broad, encompassing anything from refusing to pay disputed taxes to simply voicing dissent in public forums. This expansive use of power has sparked outrage not just among those directly affected, but across the nation, where people fear the erosion of their civil liberties and democratic rights. The King's involvement has added a dramatic new dimension to the unfolding crisis. King Charles, traditionally seen as a figure above politics, has taken a rare and forceful stance, openly condemning the government's actions. His private warnings to the Prime Minister have leaked, revealing a monarch deeply troubled by what he describes as tyranny in plain sight. This royal dissent has sent shockwaves through Westminster and beyond, exposing cracks within the establishment that were previously hidden from public view. The King's position has galvanised opposition groups and given voice to a growing number of citizens who feel their country is slipping into authoritarian rule. Opposition parties, particularly Reform UK, have seized upon the King's condemnation to intensify their critique of Labour's policies. They paint a picture of a government increasingly disconnected from the people, willing to sacrifice democratic principles in the pursuit of control. Public support for Starmer's leadership is rapidly declining as more citizens witness or experience the harsh realities of the crackdown. The government's attempts to dismiss protesters as agitators or threats to national stability are no longer convincing to a public that sees their own neighbours and families being targeted. Internationally, the situation in Britain is attracting significant scrutiny and concern. Human rights organisations have issued strong statements condemning the government's treatment of protesters and the suppression of free speech. The United Nations Human Rights Council has demanded explanations for the arbitrary detentions and use of force against peaceful civilians. European media outlets have begun to portray Britain as a country backsliding into democratic regression. Diplomatic circles are reportedly discussing potential repercussions, including sanctions or trade reconsiderations, should Labour continue on its current path. Amid growing domestic unrest and international pressure, Britain faces an uncertain future. The government's determination to enforce its policies by any means necessary risks igniting further unrest and deepening societal fractures. Protesters from rural farmlands to urban centres remain defiant, determined to protect their rights and livelihoods. The streets of major cities are alive with demonstrations that show no sign of abating, reflecting a public unwilling to accept a future defined by repression and fear. As tensions rise, the fundamental question facing Britain is whether dialogue and compromise can be restored before the damage becomes irreversible. The stakes could not be higher. This is a battle not only for policies or power, but for the very nature of democracy and freedom in the United Kingdom. With the King's rare and passionate intervention highlighting the gravity of the moment, the nation stands at a crossroads that will shape its path for generations to come. The consequences of this escalating crisis are already rippling through every corner of Britain, threatening to redefine the nation's identity and future. As Starmer's government continues its aggressive clampdown, the country finds itself trapped in a dangerous spiral where trust in leadership has all but vanished. Citizens feel abandoned by those sworn to protect their interests, while institutions that once upheld justice and democracy now appear complicit in suppressing dissent. The very idea of free expression and peaceful protest, cornerstones of British values, are under siege, replaced by fear and intimidation. The widening gap between government and people has fractured communities, turning neighbours into strangers and allies into opponents. Rural areas especially have been transformed into battlegrounds where the fight for survival is literal and immediate. Farms seized, livelihoods destroyed, and families uprooted form a growing catalogue of suffering that haunts the countryside. These aren't just economic losses, they represent a cultural and social upheaval, a breaking of bonds that held generations together. In towns and cities, similar stories play out. with citizens facing arrests simply for voicing frustration over skyrocketing living costs and failing public services. The creeping authoritarianism is felt everywhere, a shadow that darkens everyday life. King Charles's unprecedented and outspoken reaction has shaken the nation to its core. His vehement condemnation of the government's tactics is more than a royal rebuke. It is a call to awaken the conscience of Britain. By describing the crackdown as tyranny in plain sight, the King has cast a spotlight on what many had feared but few dared to say openly. His private warnings to the Prime Minister underscore the seriousness of the moment and the deep fissures emerging within the country's highest echelons of power. This rift between the Crown and the government signals a crisis that goes beyond politics. It strikes at the heart of Britain's constitutional identity. Opposition voices have grown louder and more unified, fueled by the King's stance and the growing public outrage. Reform UK and other parties have capitalised on this moment to rally support, denouncing Labour's hardline policies as undemocratic and dangerous. Starmer's approval ratings are plummeting as more voters align with calls for accountability, transparency, and a return to respect for civil liberties. The government's narrative, that these measures are necessary to preserve order, rings increasingly hollow amid the mounting evidence of widespread abuses and arbitrary arrests. On the global stage, Britain's reputation is under intense scrutiny. Human rights groups have condemned the government's actions, while the United Nations Human Rights Council demands answers. European media portray Britain as a country backsliding from democracy into authoritarianism, with diplomats whispering of sanctions and trade repercussions if Labour fails to reverse course. This international pressure adds a new dimension to the crisis, threatening economic and diplomatic fallout that could deepen domestic unrest. Despite these pressures, the government appears resolute in maintaining its tough stance, signalling a dangerous unwillingness to listen to the voices of its people or heed the warnings from within and beyond its borders. This obstinacy risks pushing the nation into uncharted and perilous territory, where protests escalate and societal fractures deepen beyond repair. The country now stands at a crossroads, facing a stark choice between continued repression or a return to dialogue and democratic principles. The stakes could not be higher. The decisions made in the coming days and weeks will determine whether Britain emerges from this crisis as a nation divided and weakened, or one renewed by the resilience and courage of its people. The battle is no longer simply about taxes or policies. It is a fight for the soul of a nation. In this defining moment, every citizen faces a choice: silence or defiance, submission or resistance. What unfolds next will echo through history, shaping the Britain of tomorrow and the legacy left for generations yet to come.